Star at News. I'm John Scott. Speaking with reporters, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump expects both the Israelis and Hamas to sign off on a new peace proposal.
The president knows and believes that this is as good of a plan as these sides are going to see. And that's why it's 21 points. It's very detailed. It's comprehensive.
The president and prime minister meeting at the White House today to solidify details of that plan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats face heat for their shifting stance on a government shutdown threat. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and his caucus have further dug into their position in the week that Congress has been away from Washington, and they appear ready to deny the needed votes to avert a partial government shutdown by September 30th. Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells the Salem Radio Network the strategy is bound to backfire.
They're, you know, taking what I think are pretty bizarre steps and, frankly, steps that I think are not smart politically for them, but they can't see. They're just blinded by the hatred.
Republicans say the rhetoric is hypocritical to their stance from March when Senate Democrats voted to keep the government open. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky condemns Russia's most recent aggression against his country as well as suspicious airspace violations.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of trying to hit Ukraine with a blackout after a massive strike on Sunday targeted multiple regions, killing at least four people and injuring more than 80. Zelensky adds that intelligence indicates that Russia's using its shadow fleet of tankers to launch and control drones against European countries. He wants the Baltic Sea closed to limit this shadow fleet activity. Several European countries in Northern Europe have experienced unexplained drone activity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Nasdaq dropping 60 points. The Nasdaq up 98. This is SRN News. A new poll shows a Canadian province becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal. 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June, finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years. I'm Bill Alexander.
ChristianToday.com reports the Baptist Union of Great Britain has detailed a wide-ranging support package to keep students from the now-closed Spurgeon College on track for the new academic year. This is SRN News. At a Sunday evening outdoor prayer service in Burton, Michigan, previously organized to address political violence after the shooting of Charlie Kirk, Lutheran Reverend Christopher Thoma notes the church shooting in Grand Blanc, urging worshipers to take comfort in Christ.
Oh Lord, on this day, we especially remember the congregation in Grand Blanc, shattered by violence. Have mercy on the wounded, comfort the grieving, and steady the hearts of all who feel fear in the wake of this evil. Remind them and us that you are near to the brokenhearted and that Christ has overcome the world.
A former Marine opened fire during a church service in Grand Blanc, killing at least four people, setting the building ablaze, eight others wounded, the shooter later shot and killed. New York Mayor Eric Adams ending his campaign, the one-term Democrats' decision to quit the race, comes after he insisted he would stay in the contest. More details at srnnews.com.